Welcome to our September 11th, 2024 Mastermind. We are officially in eclipse season, and I know that some of you are feeling the rock and roll from that. And this we're going to ride this out through the first week of October. We need to get to about October 4th before this energy shifts out. I gave you the September update. I will also have the lunar eclipse update out here very soon for you. It's not a big deal, lunar eclipse, though, because it's very, very partial. But we're likely to feel the emotional energy. And what you also may be feeling is that, the energy is shifting, the energetic floor is shifting of your life into specific areas of your chart, whatever Virgo and Pisces represents. And that's going on for a year and a half. We'll do that through the first set of eclipses in the spring of 2025. And whenever we feel that there's change afoot, there's a shift going on, it's unsettling. And that change and that shift has a lot to do with uprooting us in some way. Because in order to make a change, we have to lift our roots. So if you're going to maybe transplant a tree or a bush that's been rooted for a while, you're going to want to dig around it. You're going to give it a little time for it to be in a little bit of shock and then get that root ball and then put it into somewhere else and then give it the right nourishment so that it can regrow some roots and grow. But without a little bit of shock, we don't tend to pull up our roots very easily. So you're feeling that internal pressure likely, or you may be feeling that there's a lot going on or a lot of changes happening in life that are, adding to that internal pressure. This is the time that we need to hold our vision really clear. We want to stay very aligned, very clear about what our, when I say vision, I mean not just what we're seeing for ourselves, but our higher intention for ourselves and for our business and for our life in whatever area that might be. And we want to hold the conscious creation around that, the energy, the emotions, the feelings that we want to be experiencing, or let me put it a better way, that we are stepping into feeling now as if, because we've really laid that energetic pathway down. So whatever your vision was for the year, that may be morphing and shifting, because again, we have a lot of a shifting floor, and depending on how all this energy is hitting you, it's good for you to be very clear about what are you holding the vision for, and where you're feeling pressure, where you're feeling changes afoot, or where you're feeling stagnation and things aren't moving in the direction you'd like them to be. It's so easy to get caught in the energy, the thoughts, the story of what is not. And instead, we want to recreate what it is that we want to hold that vision for. So wherever you're feeling that internal pressure, there's a part of you that is needing to let go, needing to release, working with the great mystic, aligning with the divine path, which means a relinquishment in some way. It means a recalibration. It means a lot of a reevaluation in some way. And then you're being pulled out in the world in some way as well, in some area of life. And that can sometimes feel chaotic and complicated and unclear about which way to go. So we'll bring clarity to all those things and what's coming in for you and during our time together today. And I also want to do a card reading as well. So I'm going to just check in for a moment. Karen, are you on a time limit today?
No.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go ahead and do a start with a card reading here, and then we'll jump in with some more personal questions. And I will also make a few announcements here. Actually, yeah, I'll do that in a moment too. I just feel really called to jump into this card reading here. So let's see what's coming in today. Oh, okay. And I am called to do three cards. So, oh, interesting spread. Okay, this is beautiful. So the first card that comes in, well, I'm going to remind anybody who's listening to this or anybody who's on live now, you can pick one, two, or three out of the cards. I have not revealed them yet, to speak to you personally or to speak about anything that you want clarity about or a question, or you can just take the general reading all around. So however you want to. But if you did want to pick a one, two, or three, then I would do that now. All right. So the first, and of course, everything I say here is for you. So the first card that comes in is the King. So this is the Sun is actually transited into Virgo. No, it hasn't transited Virgo. I take that back. The Sun is actually still in Leo. So we've got this really strong energy of the leader of the King coming in. And of course, I powerfully lead my mission. And this energy is really up for those of us with businesses, with projects, as I know all of you have. And there's been a lot of reevaluation because of Mercury and going retrograde and now coming back in as in Leo as well. And there's some clarity dropping in around that. And what this is really speaking to now is I'm hearing about this clarity in the mission and clarity in what you're leading. And are you, it's time to reassess, reevaluate, and I'm hearing the word redefine as well. The clarity of your mission. Now we can think of mission and purpose, and we have mission purpose training. They're very close to, you know, your purpose is more personal, the purpose that wants to be expressed. The mission is more, you know, what's the intention of taking that purpose and how you're executing it, how you're using it, how you're giving it to the world in a particular way. So are you powerful? Are you really standing in for that mission? Have you lost touch with that mission a little bit? There's feels like there needs to be a reconnect with the mission. And if we are not clear about what the mission actually is, then we won't step in and powerfully lead it. And sometimes these things just need to be tweaked a little bit, or they need to be reactivated. And especially when I see the planets come back home to roost in their, you know, in their houses that they own where they're really strong. Again, it's these cycles we go round and round again and clarifying, deepening. So that's coming in strong for some of you, whether you're live on the call or you're listening to it later, to really reconnect with your mission and to tweak it in order that it actually excites you, that it actually, you know, pulls you out of bed in the morning. And we can get so mired in the details of what it takes to execute our mission and purpose that sometimes we lose the juice for it. So it's reconnecting with the juice, you know, and of course that comes back to the big why you're doing it. And then as we have also in the purpose mission movement training, a movement leads to a mission. Excuse me, a mission leads to a movement. So if your mission, if it's really play, if your purpose is infused into your mission, how you're delivering your purpose to the world, let's say that for our mission. And if that's actually happening, there is a movement, like you're a boat going through a water, you're looking behind you, there's a wake behind you, there's movement that you're creating because of that. And when we feel that lack of movement is when we feel stagnant and then we question is what we're doing, the thing to be doing. And then sometimes there needs to be a reevaluation. So it is time to stake a claim, you know, reactivate that leader within you specifically connected to the mission, which absolutely is a sense of sovereignty, power, confidence, and courage to do so. So that's the King that came in. The next card that came in is the Strategist. And with the Strategist, of course, is Mars's card. Every vision has a plan. And then what I'm hearing to remind you of, sometimes the plan needs to change. And then sometimes we need to stick to the plan. So we've got both ends of that we can be in. So again, when there isn't excitement, when there isn't juice, or when you've been doing the same old thing, then sometimes we need to go and reinvigorate that by shifting the plan in some way. And Mars is a really great strategist. And Mars is actually still in Gemini, where it really is animating the energy of the strategist. We have to watch out for arguing with Mars and Gemini. But so coming down to, you know, The strategist can create a lot of different plans too, but actually executing the plan and sticking to the plan and making the plan actually happen, that's another energy. So that's where we need to bring in that grounded energy of more of the organizer, even on the honorable warrior, the productivity to get that done. So we also have to watch out for planning, and no action. So that's the other piece that I'm hearing. So notice that for yourself. Have you been stuck in the planning stage of things and you're not doing the executing? How are you balanced with your planning and executing? And is the plan just feel stagnant? Does it feel outdated? Does the energy feel old in the plan? Then it's time to re-envision a new plan. And the third card that's came in is the messenger. And the messenger is Mercury's card. Mercury, when it's in a very transformational place. And this is, I bring the light of awareness because Mercury has that flexibility and the great, it's the great communicator as well. And it also rules, business and the merchant. So Mercury has this ability to really bring messages from beyond. And we say beyond the shades because Mercury goes out beyond the sun and we don't even know where it goes when it does that. So this is, are you really sitting in the and hearing the messages? And in order to hear the messages that want to come through, it is essential that you have enough quiet time, that you keep your intuition, your own channel open and to nurture that. And if you're always taking in information, then or distracted, then your channel, your intuition probably is not as open as it needs to be. And I'm just being called to remind some of you of this. We just live in a very noisy world. So in order to have those gestalts, in order to have the messages drop in, that's one thing. You need to quiet down enough and spend some intimate time with yourself in order for that to do happen. Meditation, walks, just simply quiet. That's why sometimes things drop in in the shower, where you're just, open and relaxed, or doing the dishes or whatever, if you're not distracted. So that's one piece. And then the other piece I'm also hearing is that there are messages coming through, but are you listening to them and are you following them through? And in order to follow them through, first of all, you have to acknowledge them and hear them. And remember that for everybody isn't necessarily a clear audience. So maybe it's going to be an image for you. Maybe it's going to be a sense or a feeling. But actually, when it would be really great if this card is resonating for you, that, like, say, over the next week, that all the messages that drop in, you just make a note on your phone or journal down. Like, and a message can be super, super simple. Like, if I don't know what to, t like, if I don't have the answer for something, and it could be something simple, like I'm meeting up with somebody who I've never met before, but we're in a collective group together, and we live in sort of in the same area. So she's passing through. It kind of a little tight timeline, and I was like, okay, we're going to meet up somewhere, and it was up to me where that was going to happen. And there's some variables. So I just said, well, I'll let you know before it happens, in enough time. And it was confusing when I sat down and tried to evaluate a couple of things, but I just let myself take my walk and, da, 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 and then it just dropped in. Okay, this is what needs to happen. And it also entailed me moving my housekeeper to a different day. And I was like, okay, that's the simplest thing. So sometimes when we, messages can be super practical like that. And then there can be really the messages that are like, oh, wow. Yeah, that. Okay. I am going to make that shift. I'm going to talk to that person about that. I'm going to open up to that next level of things. So, let the light in, but we have to awareness and awareness precedes change. So that is that's our cards today. So I'm going to open this up to you. So feel free, someone, to unmute yourself and bring whatever topic you want to bring.
I can start.
Hi, Rebecca.
Unless Karen is ready to go.
Just go for it. You're there.
Okay. Well, that card reading was absolutely perfect. especially what you said about the king. I think that is exactly where I've been feeling. Something's just not fully there. And I know what I'm working on and I know what I'm doing, but the notion of reconnecting, tweaking the mission so that it's exciting is the piece where I've been focused on one project and knowing that I need to do these other things. And I just can't seem to get myself there. Part of that is that I'm really good at focusing on one thing at a time. And it's hard for me to kind of bring in multiple pieces sometimes, even though that is practical. But that it just really, I don't know, it just dropped in perfectly. Also, the way that you described the relationship between mission, purpose, and movement also fell in a way that I hadn't sort of clarified before. It always feels like mission and purpose are so close, and yes, they are, but the way that you described the mission is how you're delivering your purpose. I can now see the hierarchy of how these elements work. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was really feeling you too on that, on the king card there, on that, yeah, that piece of it. So what are you going to do?
It's funny. Well, I'm going to meditate and tune in to my mission, which I've had for a long time, and see what comes out of that, because I'm in a very different place than when I created that mission. And while on the words still hold true, it needs a different sense, a different completeness, a different way of being expressed.
Yeah. And so that has more meaning for you, because without meaning, you know, we're not, it just doesn't, it's, you know, as you're a conscious being, you know, without meaning, it doesn't, it's not enough.
It's not meaningful.
Yeah. Not meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I miss that excitement of, I love what I'm doing and it's important what I'm doing. And I can't wait to do it. And I have, even though it's too much I'm trying to do, I have energy to kind of make this thing happen. And yeah. So bringing back that juiciness.
Yeah. 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 And so, you know, you're going to meditate on it. You're going to reconnect with it and so sometimes we just need to, and this is a big time, especially with this, with where K2 is, but we just need to, we need to reconnect. We're doing a lot of things. And it takes a lot to really stand in for a big mission. It does. And it can feel stale or stagnant. So that reconnecting is just really, really important. Really important. Bella stepped on something or something right before this call. That's why I was late. So she's her paw. She's not happy. So I'm checking on her.
Aww.
I'm not sure. I can't tell what's going on. So, it's that the big why we're doing something. And if we don't feel like what we're doing is meaningful, even though we know it is, but if we don't have that visceral sense, you know, that it actually is, and we don't remember, you know, and have that greater vision of the impact that we actually are making or can make. Mm-hmm. And being online so much can really be a bit of a challenge with that, because there are a lot of people that we are making an impact for that we don't have any idea we are. Compared to the ones up close and personal. So, and it's like anytime like someone sends an email or writes a comment or whatever, you know, and like telling me, you know, how useful this is, I'm like, okay, good. Oh, good. That's nice to know, you know, because you can feel like you're so isolated with it all, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And because I haven't been teaching classes in the same way I usually do, which is what I'm sort of trying to get back to, I'm getting less of that feedback. Which also the feedback is great, and you know, love that. And to have the intrinsic connection, even despite not having external feedback coming in, feels most powerful at this point, rather than relying on other people saying, oh, you know, I love your work, I really blah blah blah.
Yeah,
all of that.
Yeah. So reconnect, because it's always like I talk about in being seen trainings, we have to energetically stand behind ourselves. We have to animate, put our energy into, so it can be felt into whatever it is we're doing. And if we're relying from the outside loop, it coming back to us so that we know we are, as much of a luxury as that is, and it's necessary part of the process in order to really lead our mission and have it really be successful, we have to have it so strong within us that that's not the determining factor whether we do or don't.
Yeah.
That takes, this is not for the weak at heart. That takes a lot. It does. It absolutely
Yeah.
does. But I know that you know that, and I am, and and for Karen as well, and anybody else listening in, if you weren't getting up and doing what you're doing at some level, then that would eat away at you too.
Right. Yeah.
So
So
we
it's there.
just have, we just have to keep cycling around with things. It's relationship, just like we have a relationship with someone else, we have a relationship with ourselves, relationship with our mission, relationship with our purpose, with our business. We have to keep upgrading and getting current with these associations, these relationships.
Right. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Anything
Yeah.
else for you today?
Well, I hope that this kicks off as well. Perhaps what we were talking about with the strategist is, we're getting towards the end stages of getting this second edition book out into the world in a new format. And we're talking about our marketing plan and things as we go, and we know that's the piece that we've been lacking and need to commit to and figure out how we're going to commit to that, whether that's hiring someone or whatever it ends up being. So it feels like reconnecting to mission will I was searching yesterday for something to unlock. Just felt like something was locked. And I did make a tiny breakthrough, in doing some work yesterday. But rewriting that mission, finding that juice and spark to unlock. Oh, right. Now I'm excited. Now let's talk about this plan. Let's create this plan. Let's figure out how we're going to execute this plan and move forward.
Yeah,
Like,
absolutely.
yeah,
And then,
opening one of the channels in the dam so that big flow can happen.
and as far as creating your plan, even creating a plan, it's we want to keep things as simple as possible. Business is too complicated. But we want to have a plan that we can actually follow, and sometimes we need to tweak the plan, or sometimes we just need to go back, get back into the plan. So do you guys have a plan for the next step?
I mean, the literal next steps are still we have someone who's going to get our draft, in the format and help us start to get towards Amazon, and there's all of that. I think alongside that, we're thinking, all right, so what are we going to commit to in terms of marketing and social media and promotion and blah, blah, blah. So we have ideas, but there is not a plan
Gotcha.
yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think having the fleshing out those ideas a bit is going to be useful too. Yeah, because it's what you're doing then is you're like opening the channels for it to get out, and it brings in a little bit of, and then yeah, I don't want to say time pressure, but it brings in more reality to it. Yeah. And from when you launched last time, are there things that feel like you need to do differently this time?
The biggest idea on that is just that, okay, well, we've marketed very well to our community and have created some spread with that. And this time we need to expand beyond that. And so, looking, we're going to reach out to some of the big names to see if they'll write us a blurb on the back
Good,
and
good, good.
how can we start expanding further.
Yeah, I would highly suggest that, reach out to some of the big names, and also see if they will send out for you.
Okay.
And
Okay.
And they may just do it as they may just be willing to send out for you to their email lists, which is a great thing. And like when I launched my book, I asked other people if they would send out for me when I was doing my initial launch, where, the book was just the digital download, and it was for 99 cents. And I did that for like 2 days. And so I had a bunch of other people send out for me. And they were just people I knew in the business community, and they were happy to. It wasn't any kind of competition, Yeah, they were happy to do it. So I don't know how your community is, but if you can get those people to send out for you, that would be super great. And then you can think about if you're going to do some kind of a launch party, or you're going to do anything on social that is connected to the work, whether you're going to show up live for a few days or something. And that's another thing you can sort of ask them to send people to that. So I have a sense with your community, though, that you'll have other people who will send out for you and be happy to, And then once this book is done, and then it also feels like it's the time to sort of do your bigger outreach. Like, is this to go to schools as well? And then so like you get it out, and then the next step is like, okay, let's get out beyond our community.
How do we get to schools? It's one of our
Yeah. And
questions.
that and that is and that's so that's a next step in the strategy. We can talk then, but that what I see for you there is to create a short video with the two of you that is it's sort of an introduction to the work. And like, you're going to create like a packet to send to a school. And maybe first make a connection through phone or email or both to some point person, and let them know, okay, and can we send this along, to help you understand more about what this is about? And then there's options from there, in the follow-up. Well, do you guys come and do a workshop there? Are we just bringing the resource materials in? Are we going to hold something for your teachers? You're going to have to decide about some of those things, but it's kind of like make a touch point, bring in a very concise materials that they can dig into, or just want to book you for showing up for it can be a Zoom presentation. Which you will then can, then you can have and have a presentation that you just send out, but you could also do it live as well.
Cool.
Does that
Okay.
make sense?
That's cool. Yeah, it does.
And then you can kind of assess too. Okay, is this where we're going to come in and do workshops? Are we just sending the material? Because there'll be a little customization, depending on who you're talking to.
That's good.
Yeah.
Woo.
Okay.
I feel there are a lot of ways, and we can maybe chat sometime a little further on
Yes.
some details about, all
Okay.
the potentials.
Awesome. 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 But good, and
Great.
congratulations for, keeping on. Some of these long projects are, to keep the energy up for, but
Ooh.
on the other side of
Yeah.
it, it's really a good thing. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that's
Welcome.
definitely a
Yeah.
thing.
Karen, how about you?
I'm doing pretty good. I feel like I could have a little more energy, but I'm just trying to be aware of it. Like, okay, so what I need to do different and all of that. I got my first couple of weeks of my new year going, so that's under my belt. And I cleaned up my roster. That's kind of how I'm gonna see it as like, okay,
Good job.
the people that aren't returning, they're probably not the ones for me anyways. But it's a hard thing to let go, but I'm working on that. And
You're making space, darling, because whatever's not a big yes, it's a no, and a no makes space for more yeses.
Exactly. So that's what I'm working on. Work on that. I feel like You had mentioned something about after the 17th, things will feel e a little easier relationally.
After the, I should say it's later on the 18th, and that's because Venus, which is your planet, which is debilitated and with the Mystic right now, not really an easy kind of time right now, darling. But Venus is going to, the connector is going to move into Libra, where it's going to, your ascendant, where it's going to be very happy and it's good for a relationship and whatever. So just hold a chill pill here, until after that eclipse.
So I'm feeling that.
Okay.
Just a kind of laser summary is Eric is the guy that I've been seeing. Well, this is the month where he and they're working on the project of clearing out the house to be sold. And his mom's moving. Anyway, there's a lot of shifting going on with, moving, selling, helping his mother, all of that. And so his bandwidth is pretty much, he's spinning a lot of plates right now. So I'm understanding that. And, but then it creates this like, okay, does he, I don't know how much he cares about me. So that's still like a question mark, So, but I think it's all good. I actually think it is good when all is said and done. I'm just working on the surrender part because I'm just being understanding and
Okay, so
that's what
if
I
you
do.
tell, if you really, really tell yourself the truth, and I know you're an empathetic, emotional being, and relationship is super, super important to you, and this particular relationship has challenged you, and I think a really good way to do relationship differently. To really do it differently. And I mean that in a good way. So if you really, really tell yourself the truth, does he care about you? Okay. Now, understand for the masculine, in a way, if it left to their own devices, it could be like they tell you they love you one time. Why would they need to tell you again? I told you I love you. Let's get on with other stuff. It's there. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but kind of not really. So, it's really important for you. And I know it's not easy because, again, just what I was talking about before about getting that outer feedback, like even from our emotional.
I was tuning in on that.
Yeah.
I was tuning in on that because I was like,
And we want it and we need it, and that's fine. And if we are going to rely on that, relying on 3D, relying on outside of ourself, we need to rely on our inner knowing, which is not always easy. Now, that's why I ask you to just, if you really tell yourself the truth. So this is where you have to talk to your, that emotional body part of yourself. You have to calm her down. You have to love her up and remind her that, this is the times we're in. He's settling things, and he does care about you. And we also know that he's the kind of guy who doesn't want to bring his shit with him, right? And that's another way he cares, So you have to remind yourself, and then you also have to take care of yourself and make sure you have some connection with other people during that time. Yeah. Yeah.
And I've been repackaging that.
You're froze, you'll come back. She's coming. Maybe.
Unless
She's
her phone died.
gone. She'll come back when she does. Yeah. She's repackaging that. But I'll just say a couple other things about that, because it's not an easy time for relationships right now, and within clientele and within a community I'm involved in, there was like, four relationships that deteriorated, and over the last few days. And I piped in and was reminding people, and and I probably could have talked about this a little bit more, but Venus is debilitated and fussy. I talked about this in the update. It's picky, it's fussy, it's and when we come, and it's with the mystic, and when we have these times where the pressure is on even more, the weak link in the chain breaks. And for anyone where, and Karen, relationship isn't falling out for you, but anyone where it is, it's, if you look, it's not, it might feel unexpected, but it's like, oh yeah, that's been going on for a long time. You know, so that's, there's some of that energy. So you've been saying, Karen, that you were repackaging that. You're muted. It's okay. Technology.
Okay. So yes. So I've been, if there's times where, I'm just going to be by myself or there's not going to be that connection with the others, whether it's him or even other people, I'm repackaging that to like, oh, this is like Karen time. This is like my retreat time.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So, and that's been really helping because there's been some times, circling in and out of that. And even when some friends have like had to drop out of plans or something like that,
Yeah.
I've been seeing it like that. That's it.
Perfect.
So, yeah. And just the whole idea of no, he doesn't really want help. He just wants to take care of his stuff. Well, then that is kind of a gift. It, that is a, like we've talked about that too before. So.
Yes. So yeah, use this time. You know, it's not going to be long, but use this time for you.
And I kind of feel like I need it anyway. Like I'm kind of feeling a little bit more introverted now. Like it's I don't know
That's,
if
Venus
that.
is in your 12th with the mystic. That's, you should be at the ashram. Yeah. It's like more sensitive, more, you know, take extra to meditation time, you know, take more walks, just more, and you're more sensitive during this time to noises and people's, you know, stuff. So, you know, this is a time, an inward period of time.
Okay. Yep. There we
And
go.
this is going to shift out real soon. So use it for that. Extra
Okay.
meditation time, longer baths, longer walks. You know, tuning in with the messenger, what's coming through during this time, and tuning in with that, we didn't pull the mystic card today, but the mystic is, you know, that's what's going to be the solar eclipse on October 2nd. The lunar eclipse is just a blip. It's just a little partial. It's going to be just an emotional blip. I'll do an update on it, but we will have a healing circle on the lunar eclipse, and that, you know, that'll be in Pisces. And
What's the is the short little thing on the second or is it on the 17th? What's the 17th?
17th, 17 or
Okay.
18 minutes late on the 17th. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
The solar eclipse on the October 2nd is the bigger one. It's an annular eclipse. It is not a total, and annular is where you kind of see the ring of fire around. You know, it's close to a total, but it's not a total. And again, this is that reflection of going back, what was going on in 2005.
That's when I bought the other house with my ex-husband.
So you did it differently this time.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and what were you let go of? What were you letting go of in 2005?
That's really hard. It's, I hardly that the only thing I can remember is that we bought that house. I think it was really kind of emotional. I just remember, and I remember moving in was kind of tricky because it's just boxes after boxes, but I don't remember a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Rebecca, do you remember what was going on in 2005 for you?
I was letting go of my first marriage.
Yeah, I divorced Michael in 2005. Yeah. So, you know, everyone was letting go of something, you know. So I'm not doing that this time, you know, but you know, it's where that weak link, you know, can't hold up anymore, you
Yeah.
know. Yeah. So, but history doesn't repeat itself, but it often rhymes, as Mark Twain would say. So we just, it's sometimes interesting to look at the, okay, what was, you know, what was it? What was going on then? You know, and how am I doing it differently now? How have I evolved? You know? One of the ways is like even the things that aren't really satisfactory right now in my relationship, I am not doing anything drastic about those during the eclipse time because this too shall pass and this too shall change. There's an inherent dissatisfaction in this energy because of what the axis of the chart it is for me. So I get to focus on me more. That's what it's about. And I'm reinventing myself and it's a new identity and shedding old identities. And that's where I put the attention. You know, and this is the blessing of knowing what the energy is.
Definitely. Thank you, thank you.
And we don't use the energy ever, and you know this, that as an excuse, or oh, it's Mercury retrograde, or whatever. We use it as to like, okay, here's the weather. Let's slow the what do we, you know, and how can we learn from what we went through last time?
Yeah, I'm really happy to feel like I can still be emotional, quote unquote, but there's just a lot more for me, just like affirming what is, but realizing I have choice. There's just so many beautiful things I feel like I've been able to I'm just feel stronger, and I'm still like, even it's not like I changed that part of myself, but now I'm feeling like I'm rambling, but I think you know what to say.
For you and for all of us, and especially all of us feminines, but everybody, take care of your emotional body. Take care of her. She, you know, needs the love and the comfort and the hugs and wherever she can get it. And the, you know, for if we're feeling alone, we have an emotional body. We need to take care of it, even though we know what's going on. And but we need also have our humanity, and we need to take care of it. That's the compassionate thing to do, you know. And where to watch that is like going into old story. Let's not take care of it that way, but let's take care of it through embodiment. Let's take care of it. Well, how can I get the love that I need right now? And how can I get the comfort and the nurturing, you know? And there's ways to bring that in. And sometimes that's just taking the pressure off of time and chilling a little bit, or, you know, and just giving yourself, you know, what you need. You know, even though we might know be conscious of something else, but again, this is the densest form of us, so we need to take care of this part of us. It's really super important. Okay. All right. Anything else for anyone? No. Okay. I will be you'll I'll be talking to all of you as I'm making some shifts and changes in our mastermind, in our I'm bringing in a membership. All of that's going to be rolled out here real soon. And I'm also doing a it'll be the I'm going to do the Sacred Wealth Code Journey program live, which is kind of walking through your Sacred Wealth Code, walking through the book and some other trainings. And it'll be an 11-day experience, and I'll be doing that live. It'll just be $22. It'll be you know, it's just to bring more people into the community and get an exposure of being live, you know, and these kind of, and I'll be doing it live in a Facebook group. So it won't be like on Zoom where we're talking back and forth, but you know, people can communicate in the chat and such. And from there, I'll be announcing the new mastermind, which has changed its name to, it's just Solutionary Mastermind. Just all my branding has changed. It's all really cool. And just rolling all that out and getting all that done. And launching a new membership too. That's a lower investment. And so I'll be rolling all that out. I'll be talking to some of you personally who are in the community, and where's the best, you know, where's the best fit for you moving forward. But there is a place for everybody. So that's the good news. Okay. And yeah, it's exciting times. Lots of good stuff coming up. Lots of good stuff coming up. All right. Okay, pleasure to be here with you, and I look forward to being with you again soon. Okay.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.
See you.
Bye.